with Lakers. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing good. I'm in the cancellation department, and I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
If you want to call it that, but yes, ma'am. Looking at
cancel. Okay. Well, what's going on?
I was looking to go a different route with the business.
Okay. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, all of the programming, right, to get you on the first page ranking. So if you want to cancel, I'll respect it because you're going a different route, you know, and I'll do it for you now. But what I'm also thinking is, since you already paid, let me see, you signed up on the 16th. So I also could push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, which means you would be paid in full until June 1st. So keep in mind that you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come June 1st you decide that you don't want it, you can cancel. You wouldn't have any further charges. But my intention in doing that is to give Bigfoot Site Services plenty of time to get on the first page, get your phone ringing with some new clients, and that way you can recoup some of the money that you spent. And also, I know that nobody cancels on profit. So once you see, you know, the client calls coming in, chances are you're going to want to stick with it anyway. But that way you'll at least get more value out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
I think that if that were more so the direction, that we would probably just increase the ads that we're pushing out to allocate the full $100 at that point. Cut down the timeline, so do more aggressive ad reach with that, and then kind of split it that at that time.
With the $100 worth of Facebook ads, you mean that you get, you want to increase that portion?
Yep, let's use it up within the next day or two, and then we'll cut it off at that point.
Oh, so I don't have a way to reallocate like an existing invoice. So, you know, the $149 portion of the package goes towards the local map optimization on Google. And that's the highest revenue generating section online. When a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire right off the Google map.
I understand all that, but you've only allocated $13.50 towards the Facebook ads. So the remaining amount, trying to do some quick math on the fly, $86.50. Let's use up that $86.50 if we can't get it refunded, which is the $100 that is allocated specifically for the Facebook ads.
Right. So you can do that, but you'd have to monitor it on your dashboard. And when it hits that amount, just call us and cancel at that time. It's not like it would automatically cancel at that time, right?
What you could do is you can more aggressively push the way that the Facebook ads work is you can say, essentially, we're paying $3 a day for 30 days. And then, you know, you get a certain amount of traction it shows your ads to X amount of people in that time frame. Or you could say, hey, let's up the increase, cut down the time that you're showing the ads, the duration rather, and condense it down, have a higher dollar per day value, and then there's more outreach. That's how the Facebook ads work.
Yeah, you can increase the daily budget, and you can run them more aggressively, more hours in the day and whatnot. Yeah, that actually we can do. But what I'm saying is, let's say even we change the campaign and we run them aggressively and the budget runs out by Friday, right? It's not like the account would automatically, cancel on Friday. You would still have to call us to cancel it, because all I can do is either keep it open and... Yeah, I can give you my direct extension if you want, though, just so you have it, because, you know, I know when you call customer service, you have to, you know, sometimes leave a message or hit option one and go through different voice prompts. But if you call in and you just put in my extension, which is 777, it rings to my desk directly.
So is that the main number, extension 777, or is there a separate number?
Yep, it's still the same number. I just texted it to you. It's still the 877-635-6225, and then extension 777.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Question, though, you don't see the value in continuing with the Google placement? You just were more interested in the Facebook ads?
No, ma'am. That's not the case. Continue with local squash.
Oh, how come?
There's a list of reasons. I don't necessarily want to get into all that. I mean, I can. Some of it anyways. I could touch on some of the things.
Well, I mean, part of what I do is quality assurance. So if there's a list of reasons, I would love to hear it just so that I could, you know, try to rectify it on our end, you know. It's kind of like if you had someone hire you and they weren't happy with it, I'm sure you would appreciate
if
they...
I understand.
Yeah, because that way I can fix it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's issues with, I guess, customer service that I have, and I'll get into those, no problem. And then also the actual service itself. So I'll start with the service end of things. We're not fully listed on a lot of directories. Our website integration is not up to par. There's issues with the coding with it. I talked with somebody else, and they showed me all these issues. I'm not a tech guy, so I'm not going to be able to explain those things to the same caliber, but I can give basically the synopsis of, you know, what's kind of going on. And I just think that the value is not totally there, going to local spot, whereas, you know, maybe going a different route, exploring options elsewhere, different routes is going to get us a little bit better traction and service and a more optimized dashboard, different things like that. But essentially, I mean, the meat and potatoes, yeah, I understand what you're saying about the Google My Business and all those listings. I would say Local Squash is more so integrating and linking everything together, but when it comes down to the code, it's just not happening. It's not there. And then Local Squash only has directories with, I think, four people, and they're not fully even optimized. They're not optimized with both of our names, with Bigfoot Site Services, as well as a separate one for Bigfoot Site Services LLC. So, I mean, it's kind of the short of that for the service end. As far as the customer service end, I think yesterday was kind of a very good clarifier for me on a little bit of the frustration. And then I guess it kind of goes back to some of the service stuff, too. I think that I called somebody out on it, one of your people on your team, because it's kind of obvious that it seems like you guys are – very heavily using AI for a lot of your generation stuff, and it sounds very rigid, like AI. I'm kind of having to go back and clean stuff up. Whenever I talk to your people, they don't understand what I'm saying. There's clearly either a language barrier or understanding barrier with the different changes I'm asking to be made. It's a long process. I feel like I'm way more involved in it than I should be for hiring somebody to handle it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But, you know, if I have to say, nope, not this, not this, then I got to take my time and screenshot and mark stuff up and say, do this, change this, this is what you got to do. And then I get a call back and they're like, what? It's like, all right, come on, man. You know, if I got to do it myself, I'll just do it myself. It's not worth it to me. And then yesterday when I called, I called in, you know, to discuss some of these issues, because at first, whenever it was, you know, some of these other things were brought up to me of where our profile on Google and, you know, I know you guys no longer have relationships with Bing and Yahoo and some of the other ones that you used to. So we're kind of losing out on that as well. And the dollar value that could be sent possibly with somebody else, you know, that would have that and more, you know, there's, it's just kind of, it's not a part of there as well as integrating our website. I know we came in with our own website, but the coding and stuff for linking from what Google likes to see is not done on that. And then anyways, when I went to call, I know if you're starting and then shifting.
No, I appreciate that you're sharing all of this. This is excellent feedback. But
sure.
One thing I want to clarify to you, if I may, is that
did you want me to tell you what it was or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were not finished with your thought. What were you saying?
Yeah. So then whenever I called yesterday, because I was going to give you guys the opportunity to say, hey, you know, these things were brought to my attention. You know, where are we at? What's going on with these things? And I called in and I tried to talk to somebody. Couldn't get anybody on the phone. Finally got somebody on the phone. I believe it is Matt. And then he's another guy just kind of seemed like chicken with his head cut off. I'm asking him questions. Oh, I got a couple missed calls. That's what it was. So
okay.
I was trying to call back on that because I was on the phone on the other line with somebody. And
yes.
And I asked him, I said, hey, I'm just returning your calls. What's up? And he said, I'm not sure. And then he's like, oh, well, let me see. And then he kept putting me on hold, and then he hung up on me. So it's like, all right, what's up with that?
Oh, wow.
So then I tried calling back two more times. I couldn't get anybody on the phone. I said, oh, so, you know, we're busy. We'll have someone reach out to you. We didn't get anybody, again for that. And then I was able to call. And when I did get somebody again, when I tried calling, this isn't back to back either necessarily, like call, hang up, call. This is spaced out. I did get somebody on the phone. And at that point, I was like, all right, well, between the service and it's kind of, I've had the uneasy feeling of, it seems kind of AI-y, heavy in the AI, which was confirmed to me through your team and the communication frustrations that I've been having. I said, all right, well, you know, I think that, you know, something needs to change here. We don't want to continue with this, the same service for another month. I understand we're, you know, not a full month into it, but I think that we'll have a greater loss with where we're losing out on if we extend the additional 2 weeks to utilize the full month. But anyways, whenever I talked to someone, I said, hey, you know, I need to talk to somebody in the cancellation department. They were like, oh, you know, we'll have somebody call you back. And I said, well, can't you just transfer me to them now? And then they're like, oh, I'm waiting, and they're reaching out to whomever they were talking to. And kept putting me on hold, and then they still weren't able to take the call. And then they said, oh, hey, so-and-so, I forget the name of whoever they said it was, said that, you know, there was somebody right now, but they're going to call you within 10 minutes. Never heard from
really?
Them.
Really? Wow.
Didn't hear from yesterday, didn't hear from all day today, until I called again today, and I had to call you guys, same situation. I called, I think, three times today before I got somebody, and then... Yeah, I was talking to them about needing to cancel, and then they referred me to you. So.
Wow, that's very frustrating because everybody is supposed to be trained to say you'll get a call back within one business day, and to say, oh, you'll get back a call back in 10 minutes, that's fine if someone's sitting right there that's going to call you back in 10 minutes, but if they're not, then that's horrible, you know, and that's why we say one business day. We know most of the time, you know, they'll get a call by the end of the day, but it's always good to say one business day just in case, because that way you'll get a call within the appropriate time frame, you know. So I am so sorry that you had to go through all of that, Chris, and I just thank you so much for explaining all of that so that I could, you know, kind of go in with the head of that team and, you know, try to fix some of this. I'm happy that you mentioned Matt's name. I do see that he spoke with you yesterday, and I do see those calls were kind of spaced apart, because after that it says that there was a Spencer and a Carmen and a Ben. So I see that you were kind of going back and forth with several different people over there at, you know, customer support. So a couple of things I want to mention to you, though, is that if you got a call from one of those scam companies that's like, oh, you know, Local Splash isn't indexing and Local Splash is using AI and they said stuff to scare you and then they promise you the moon and the stars, be very careful with those types of companies, because local splash as much as you've had a bad experience, you know, so far. We are one of the companies that has been hand selected by Google to have a premier partnership. Okay. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. There's only 7 companies in the nation that have a premier partnership, and we're one of them. So when you work with a company like us, you know, you have that extra support staff obviously available for your business. But sometimes those other companies that call you up and promise you the moon and the stars, and then they badmouth the company that you're working with, sometimes they're really 2 guys in a basement that get together and decide to do programming, and they don't have any type of a premier partnership with Google. So just, you know, be very, very careful with that.
I understand that. I see where you're coming from, and I do appreciate that. And that wasn't the case. I asked about the AI, you know,
okay,
like a week ago, because whenever stuff was generated, I'm like, this kind of sounds like ChatGPT. So I asked one of your people, and this is, you know, before I had any intentions of going a different direction. I said, hey, you know, do you guys use a lot of AI with your generation? And they're like, oh, well, yeah, we do, but we do some person stuff too, but yeah, we do use AI, and like I can tell. So that wasn't another company saying that to me. That was you,
okay.
Your company. You're confirming.
Got it. Okay. No, the only thing I was thinking that maybe another company had said to you is that it says here that someone was calling you and saying that there's issue with the coding on the site. So the reason I thought that might have come from another company is that when a client signs up with us, if they already have a website, we don't do any coding on their site or indexing or anything. We don't touch their site in any way, shape, or form. But what we do is we attach it to the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page so that the site will get the exposure that it needs to bring them clients, right? So I don't know where that miscommunication happened, but, you know, since you already have a site, we're not doing any coding on it, and we couldn't because we don't have the login credentials to it. It's a site that either you created or you had it created by another company, but we can't, you know, we can't do anything. Now, if there's coding issues on your site and you don't like it, we could absolutely build a new site for you where the coding would be all, you know, phenomenal. And we could do that free of charge. Typically, we charge $400 extra to put a site together. But if you think that, you know, you're not happy with the site that you have, we could definitely get a new one up there for you. And if you own the domain, we could even put it on your domain. If you don't own the domain, then we could just purchase a new one for you.
No, man, we don't have any issues with our actual site or how it's set up.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
What I'm referring to as coding is not necessarily the on-site stuff, but how, like, what you're referring, again, I'm not a tech guy, so I'm not going to have the lingo up to par.
Right.
But it's the coding that, how you link it to the Google page so that they communicate with each other, because Google scans your website, and it has different factors that go into how Google ranks to put you on
Correct.
The first page and optimize and this, that, the other. So it's that coding that I'm referring to, not necessarily on any sort of our personal website, on the on-site stuff. It's the linking of the page.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I'm happy that you actually say, oh, I'm not a tech guy, but you know a lot more than probably 99% of the business owners I talk to, so I'm really impressed with what you know so far. So, yeah, that is phenomenal.
I try to keep up, you know. I like to have just, I don't know, an open end, Achilles heel. So anything that I can learn to grow to increase my knowledge, you know, even if it's not fluent, I like to just have a, you know, a decent idea of what's going around, especially if it directly affects me and my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. That's good. And a lot of people like you, that you learn a lot and you know a lot about this, at that point, it just comes down to the time factor. I mean, let's say that you studied and you did know how to do search engine optimization and get your business on the first page yourself, you probably would make a whole lot more money just hiring someone to do it rather than you spending, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours programming each month, you know? So that's kind of, you know, why a lot of people that are tech savvy, they will still hire a company to do it just so that they don't have to, you know, because let's say that, you know, I don't know how much you make an hour when you're out in the field if you calculate it out, you know, based on the job or what have you. But, you know, if you had to spend, you know, even 6 hours a day programming or 5 hours a day, you could make a lot more money being out in the field and just, you know, having a company do this for you, you know. Which I'm hoping, you know, if I push the billing out to June 1st, you would give us that opportunity to kind of go in and fix everything. But I also, like I said, I want to respect you too. So if you had a bad taste and you just want to kind of cancel now, then I'll do it as well. Or, you know, like you say, ramp up the ads, and then, you know, you would call us once you see that it reaches that budget amount. You know, you could do that too.
Yeah, I think that the best route for us is to just go the route of increasing the Facebook ads to be more aggressive and
okay.
do it for a day or two utilized, and hopefully that big blast has an effect and it's not just for naught. But and then at that point, then we'll probably just go separate ways on it.
Well, that's why I wanted to mention that to you initially, is that because first page placement takes 30 to 45 days, Google always recommends that we bundle the services with Facebook ads initially, because that will jumpstart your results and get you, you know, some traction a little bit sooner. But the high revenue will come from when you are ranking on Google, because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. You know, if you take Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Thumbtack, you know, Angie's, all of these different services, and kind of lump them all into one category, they're only getting 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. So that's where your bread and butter would come into play. Absolutely. And one thing that you could do is, you know, ramping these up so that we use your budget before, you know, the next couple of days. If you don't see some solid results off of that, you also have the option of taking the Facebook ads off, which means that would lower your subscription moving forward to just $149 monthly. Okay, and a lot of people will do that because the Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning, but once you're ranking, I don't even think you need them anymore because, you know, like I say, most of your client calls will be coming from Google anyway.
I understand that. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, okay, well, you have my number now. It's extension 777, so I'll just put that, you know, we're just going to, you know, hold off on the cancellation for now, and then I'll have them ramp up the ads so that that budget runs out, and then, you know, keep an eye on it on the dashboard, and when you get to that point, just call me, and then we'll cancel it for you at that time, okay?
Understood. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours. Thank you so much for all of your excellent feedback.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good one.
Take care now. Thank you. You too, Chris. Bye-bye.